Hi, I am Pastor Joel of Heart City Church. I want to tell you a true story. Simon had heard that his friend who was the kindest man he'd ever met, had been falsely accused. And knowing that he would soon be arrested and taken to a kangaroo court that would sentence him to die, Simon stood up and said, "I won't allow it. I'm willing to fight for you even if it means I die." Wouldn't you think that Simon is noble and right? That to fight and die for his friend was a beautiful gesture? What would you think if I told you that this was from the devil? And if Simon followed through, it would destroy God's wise plan that would save you and I and countless other souls. I'm telling you that because Jesus told Simon Peter this when Peter didn't want Jesus to go to the cross. And my friend, if Jesus doesn't go to the cross, you and I are in big trouble. Joel, what's your point? My point is, what looks right to us, what seems good, what appears to be the wise action, often ain't. There is a worldly wisdom that seems right to a man, but it is not. That is what James is getting at in James 3, verses 13 to 18, where the apostle writes, "Who is wise and understanding among you? Let them show it by their good life, by deeds done in the humility that comes from wisdom. But if you harbor bitter envy and selfish ambition in your hearts, do not boast about it or deny the truth. Such wisdom does not come down from heaven, but is earthly, unspiritual, demonic. For where you have envy and selfish ambition, there you find disorder in every evil practice. But the wisdom that comes from heaven is first of all pure, then peace-loving, considerate, submissive, full of mercy and good fruit, impartial and sincere. Peacemakers who sow in peace reap a harvest of righteousness." Now James has drawn contrast after contrast in his letter. You have rich man, poor man in chapter 1, the person of faith without works versus the person whose faith works in chapter 2. You have the perfect man with a bridled tongue and the one whose tongue sets the world on fire in chapter 3 earlier on. Now we come to a section on wisdom from heaven and wisdom from earth. In fact, wisdom that is demonic. And you'd think it would be easy peasy to tell the difference. But that is not the case at all. My friend, we can be completely fooled into thinking we are being rightly wise. For instance, do you think that Eve thought, as she looked at the fruit the serpent tempted her to eat, that today was a good day to be a rebel? Do you think she thought, this is cosmic treason against my Creator, as she took the fruit and ate? I don't think so. I think what she was thinking was that the serpent's advice was good and right. He told her that she would be like God. And didn't God make her in His own image? Or think about King David, the man the Bible tells us had a heart after God, who one day found himself on a roof looking at Bathsheba, a beautiful married woman whose husband was off to war. And the next thing you know, David has slept with her, gotten her pregnant, which then leads him to have her husband killed so he can marry her to cover it up. Let me ask you, do you think David thought to himself, "I think it is a good day to become an adulterer, a sneaky lowlife who will take another man's wife out of envy and selfishness"? Not at all. I suspect David thought something like this to himself, "I'm going to be a kind lover to a lonely woman." And after she got pregnant, and he covered it up by placing her husband in the line of fire so he would be killed, do you think he thought, "I think it's good for me to become a cold-blooded murderer"? No. He probably looked at his options and said, "The wise thing, the way I can be a better king, is by keeping this from leaking, by protecting my people from the scandal. Oh, and especially Bathsheba, whose reputation will be ruined." David thought his actions were the wisest way to go. It actually took Nathan the prophet telling this former shepherd a story about a rich man with many sheep who stole and killed the only sheep of his neighbor to wake David up to the true story, the reality that he had been fooled into an earthly and an unspiritual wisdom. In fact, a wisdom no less demonic than the one that fooled Eve. My friends, we are all susceptible to falling for the wrong wisdom each and every day. And once we head down that path, the result will be disorder and every vile practice. So Joel, what can we do? Wonderfully, my friend, James gave us the good news right at the beginning of this letter. He said, "If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask God who gives generously to all without reproach." James 1:5. Did you hear that? God loves to give his wisdom. All you have to do is ask him for it. What would have happened if Eve had turned to God and asked God to give her his wisdom? What would have happened if David stopped listening to his own rooftop rationalizations and turned to God and said, "God, what is the wise thing that I should do here?" And what would happen to you and I if we decided to ask God for his wisdom before we went about our daily tasks? I am certain that we would be a people noted for beautiful works done in the humility of wisdom. My friend, remember who you are and who you belong to.